A long time ago, Rob had passion, drive, and endless enthusiasm. And now you hear what 30 years of working with Dawn have done to him. This is Rad Radio.
We got this email, rad at radradio.com. We were talking about the various things that are available to you if you're looking to get over vices and addictions and compulsions and things like that, but specific to sobriety and alcohol. I had no idea that there were these prescription drugs that are very, very recent, very new. And I mentioned one of them because I told the story that just yesterday I was just in a mood. I was just having one of those days. Everything was going wrong. Things were out of control, spiraling. And I was able to call my wife and say, you know, the good news is I don't have any desire to have a drink. And I mentioned part of that is that the longer you go without drinking, the more you realize you don't need it, the more you realize it's not going to help anything. The more you realize you're not in a position to have just one drink, you know, because maybe that's where I'll wind up. We don't know. I refuse to tell you where this is going to end. But I mentioned this drug that I've been mentioning over and over again that does something to your brain that stops the cravings or helps to stop the cravings. And I keep it on hand because people constantly, like Aaron, write in and say, what's the name of the medication? It's acamprosate. That's the one I'm taking. If you Google it, there's like three different versions. Mine is called acamprosate, A-C-A-M-P-R-O-S-A-T-E. There are doctors who have never heard of it. Dawn was talking about those who just kind of get stuck in their ways or things like that. I would encourage you to, if you have a doctor you trust, you tell them what you're going through, ask them about this, how they feel about it. Are they willing to, you know, give you a prescription of it? This is just my experience with it. It seems to be helping overwhelmingly. And I would also just add in, we were talking earlier about, you know, don't just trust doctors and believe doctors and go down their road. If you go to a medical professional and you want to talk to them about getting off of anything, and their answer is to put you on things like Ativan and Xanax and various benzodiazepines and things like that, please research that. Please get a second opinion. Please don't just say, I'm going to substitute one drug for another that is just going to knock me out, that is just going to make me a zombie. There are other ways. This is what's so amazing. We used to do that to offset some of the withdrawal symptoms. There are other ways to do that. I'm not saying my way is the right way. I'm just saying there's more ways than we ever thought there were before. And I encourage all of you, if you're in this journey at all, to research them and write me as much as you want.
Trouble. And if you don't proofread, Rob will mock you. Lovingly.
Not always. We have a pair of tickets for you to see Chevelle at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno on April 23rd. Caller 18 for Treble Trouble. Hello, Vince.
Yo,
Jesus God.
There's one extra yo, but you will guess first. If you know the song title, you win. If not, we will go to Will.
Yo.
Thank you. And the yo universe has balanced now. And Bill, you are caller 20.
Hello.
We need the name of this 2002 rock song. Really? What is the title of this rock song from 2002? Vince.
Is that Send the Pain Below?
How about you, Will?
Comfortable Liar.
Once again, second day in a row, if you're going to go to a Chevelle show and you can identify Comfortable Liar based on that clip, which is a Chevelle song, you deserve to go to the show. Three more more chances for you to win tomorrow morning, 7, 8, and 9 a.m.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.